Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. So welcome to the inaugural edition of Cloud Native Databases Dev Room. So I'm here with my partners in crime. I don't know if there's a political correct thing to say. My name is Ray Paik. I'm a community manager for TidyB, and I'll let everyone introduce themselves.
Sweet. Lori LaRusso, head of community at Pocona.
Matthias Crowles, part of the Vitesse team, PlanScale.
And Frank Pachon, developer advocate for Yugabyte.
So, when we first proposed this, like a dev room, the purpose was to bring different communities together that are developing database technologies for the cloud. I mean, somebody just made a comment when I walked in here, like, who isn't on the cloud nowadays? But it's still a cool thing to say, right? So that's the origin of the dev room, and it was really exciting to work with people from different communities. And then you may have missed it. We have stickers from all communities here. On that table over there. So as you're exiting the room, feel free to pick them up. That's what they're here for. And just a couple of logistical stuff before we turn things over to Sunny, our first presenter. So here, I mean, in addition to us, there are people who help with the CFP, like a selection process. I think everyone's here except for Manan and Valerie, if I'm not mistaken. So thank you, everyone, for, I mean, we unbelievably, we had 49 submissions for the talk. Manan's here, sorry. So we have 49 submissions and we only got half day, so this was like quite a challenge. It was like heartbreaking to say no to some of the talks. So if your talks didn't get accepted, apologies, but hopefully we'll have more time like next year when we're back. Just one couple of things. For you'll notice that some of these committee members are also presenters. They had to recuse themselves for grading their own submissions, obviously. And not only that, we made it a rule that you can't even grade your colleagues' submissions. So for example, Daniel couldn't put a grade on Sunny's proposal and vice versa. So we try to make it as objective as we can. I think that's the only thing I want to talk about in terms of CFP committee. In terms of schedule, it's pretty straightforward. But we have all the end user talks grouped towards the end. So we made it sort of like a lightning talk. Peter will be here to sort of kick off that section. And then for that portion with the end users, there won't be any separate Q&A because it's a 10-minute presentation. But if you have questions to any of those presenters, feel free to stay up after 7 o'clock and they'll be happy to answer questions. For other presentations, we have 30 minutes allocated. But the presentation's only for 25 minutes, including Q&A. We wanted to bake in 5 minutes so that we do speaker changes and people can plug in their laptop. We were having some struggles with that earlier. Anything I miss, Lori?
No, so you guys can see there's more people trying to get in. So Ray asked earlier if you could just scoot in and make sure there's no empty seat next to you so we can get as many people in. And there's like a fire code thing that they don't want anyone standing. So that's the thing. And then also up on the wall is the FOSDEM code of conduct. So if you notice anything, you can email conduct@fosdem.org, or you can call that number, or you can grab one of us and take us out in the hallway. But we want to make sure this is a safe space, and we're all following the code of conduct rules. So there's a bunch of seats on this side of the house if y'all want to walk over and scoot in. Does anybody have a seat next to them? Raise your hand so we can just make sure that we get everybody seated. Again, it's like a fire code thing. It's not a NUS thing. Cool. All right.
Anything else? Go ahead. Cool. All right. We'll turn things over to Sunny.